Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another podcast. Well, today I would like to talk to you about a conversation I had yesterday with a young man. This man is thinking about starting his own business and becoming a very successful entrepreneur, and he was gathering lots and lots of information about the area he wants to work in and the things he wants to do. And he's been doing this now for about 6 months, and in a way, he got an awful lot of knowledge about pretty much everything you can think about. So when he was talking to me and telling me his story and everything he knows and all the bits and pieces, I asked him the question, what exactly is it you want me to do? And he said, you know, I really know pretty much everything I think I should know in order to get that business up and running, but I don't really know what to do next. I don't know where to start. I'm worried that I'm missing something, that I haven't got all the information I need. And this is something I discover lots of times. People come to me with the same problem over and over again. Of course, it's not always the same people. It's not always exactly the same problem, but finally, it is about just one single thing. And I call that one thing information overload. This is the kind of person who is actually quite scared about starting his business and thinks if he gets all the information together he can find, that at the end he will have something. He will have all the knowledge and all the expertise he needs, and also he will feel more secure in doing so. My experience is that for most people, as more information they gather and as more things they're trying to sort out beforehand, as less likely are they going to start. The reason is they just have too much information. And if you have too much information, you don't know what decision to take. You don't really know anymore what to do and where to start in the first place. So if you are in that situation and you don't know where the next step is, let me give you a little piece of advice. The best thing and the only real thing that works in starting a business is starting. I mean, really and truly, it's starting. It's actually what I call action. If you don't put action in, nothing happens. Information itself is absolutely useless without putting it into action. So the best thing to do really is just start. Just take anything. Just pick it out. I mean, when I work with people like this who come into that situation, what I usually do, I give them a piece of paper and say, okay, write everything down you know, categorize it, put it in different areas, and just look at the stuff that is where you think is the most important. And what they do, they take a piece of paper and they give it a heading, something like, you know, to do before I start. And then they write everything down, what they think they should do before they start. And then the next one, to do when I'm started. And then they write everything down there. And then to do or what not to do and whatever, anything really. And then we're going to go through this list. And in the end, it doesn't really matter what they write down. Truthfully, it's not important. Because as more as we work with this information, again, it's going to be more confusing. It's not going to help. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to pinpoint one. So I asked him pretty much, okay, now do one thing. The one you listed, what you need to do before you start, close your eyes now, put your finger and just drop your finger down on that piece of paper anyway. And well, the finger falls on one of the points and then we say, and that's what you do now. So you just do that. Just start. Finished. Just do that one thing. Usually you get a lot of confusion when you talk to people like this, but actually it works really, really well. If you're stuck in this, forget everything you learned and just start. Don't worry about what you start, just start with something. It really doesn't matter. Because what happens is, as soon as you start, all the other information starts to make sense. Suddenly you realize what is actually important, what is not important. You can't see that. You can't actually put any value on any kind of information without related action to it. It doesn't work. You need to figure out what is important, what is not important, but that only comes as you keep doing it. Then suddenly you realize, oh yeah, that's right, I need to do this. Then you come to it. And now you know, oh yes, I need to do that. You see, let's say you on your list, you have something like, you know, I need to learn how to speak to customers. I need to learn how to have a good communication with the customer, how to write emails, how to do this. Of course, you can do courses and you can do everything. But in the end of the day, if you can't practice it, if you can't actually put it into action straight away, it's just useless information. The best thing to do is you're going to start talking to someone. Just go to someone and say, I want you to be my customer. and then get the feedback and see what happens. I mean, if you're not a bad guy, you're not going to be stupid. You're just going to do it. I mean, the best way you can at that time. And that's okay. That's all it needs. Who knows if what you already know and what you already do is absolutely perfect? Nobody knows that. You can only find out if you actually do it. And if you find, I've spoken to two or three people now and I'm not getting the response, and then you can analyze. You can say, okay, why do you think that is? Well, because of that, that, and that. And that's also where a coach can help. I mean, me as a business coach, I can't help you with purely with information. But I can help you if you say to me, I've had these conversations, that and that, what happened, I can pinpoint you to the area where you might want to improve your skill set or you want to work on in order to get better at it, if that's even required. In most cases, it isn't. It really isn't. It's just, it happens automatically. Most of us, we're very clever. We are not stupid. We do things really, really well. But this information overload is actually stopping us from doing it in the first place. We never actually get to the point where we know what is important and what isn't. So if you're in that situation, think about action. Forget everything you learned so far. Forget all the books. Forget all that stuff. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, get it out of your head. That's what I mean. But don't worry about it for the moment. Just start. Just do it. Just get the first step in and then see what happens. And when you realize, aye, this is happening that way, interesting, then you can pick up the information you either learned or you still will learn in order to improve on that section. It might not even be important. You might even find out that whatever you learned so far is not your thing. It doesn't really work for you because you're not really that good at it. If you're not good at sales and that's just not something that works for you, there's no point in going into sales and trying to read every book you can and get better and better at it. It really doesn't matter. Because why can't you outsource this? Why can't you give it to someone else, you know, who is actually really good at it and let them do it? Discover the thing that is actually important for you first. And that's also one of those things why we actually created Finding Your Sweet Spot. It is about finding the area you're already very good at anyway. Finding the area where other people think you're really good at. And then adding a business model to this where you can use that talent and that skill, that things you actually like to do anyway, and most likely when you're good at something, you like it because otherwise you wouldn't really be good at it. And then looking at what other people think you're really good at, and that is your business. This is where you become fantastic. That's where you become amazing anyway. And that's also the area where you have to learn the least. And everything else you can pretty much outsource. I mean, today there is a service for everything. And really, if you think that you have to do it all yourself, think again, because that is, well, probably the biggest mistake a lot of young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs just starting out do. They think they have to do it all themselves. The opposite is true. As little you do yourself, as better. Do the one thing or the few things you're really, really good at, and the rest give to other people who are good at that area. And that way you can create something really, really fast. You can build up a business in a very short period of time. And of course, on top of that, you have a lot of fun with it because you're doing this in a field you like anyway. So if you suffer under that symptom of information overload, then just stop. Stop. Take a deep breath. Start. Put action into place. Come to our site, take the test, take the sweet spot discovery test, and see for yourself what is actually the area you're really, really good at. It's a free test, costs absolutely nothing. You do it yourself, takes about 4 days to do, but it's only about 10 minutes a day where you have to work on this, but you will need a little bit of time to go through your head with this whole thing. And then you will know exactly where you are. And if you're then ready and you know where your points are, where you're really, really good at, then you have a starting point. And that's where you put action into place straight away. So I hope this helps you. I hope this gives you the information you're looking for. Well, I hope that helped you. And I hope it will, maybe if you have someone in your circle of friends or in the people you know who suffer under that symptom, send them to us. Let them do the test. It's a free test, cost you nothing. And just see what works for you. Well, all the best. Until next time. Take care. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special sweet spot discovery tool, all on our website.